All right, Greg, and I understand that the fire marshal has put out some ways to enjoy fireworks safely. Can you talk more about this?
Sure. It is fireworks season, and you know, this time of year we want everyone to be safe when they're enjoying their 4th of July festivities, and part of those festivities usually involve fireworks. The State Fire Marshal's Office, of course, recommends that if you have a chance and there is a local fireworks display being done professionally, that is, of course, probably the easiest way to enjoy fireworks. You can take your family and remain safe and enjoy probably a really spectacular display. If you're going to buy fireworks from a local fireworks stand, we have some safety considerations we certainly want everyone to take advantage of and try to do. It's just best practices to try to keep as many people safe as we can when dealing with consumer fireworks. One of the things I would certainly say is make sure that you're buying them from a licensed retailer. That way you're going to be ensured that the product you get is pretty good quality and you know, someone will stand behind it. The other thing is keep small children and even pets away from fireworks while you're shooting them. You know, they don't understand exactly how dangerous these can be, and burns of a small child or a pet is something most families don't want to have to deal with. One of the things that often I recommend, and it seems like with every 4th of July celebration, there's always alcohol involved, and if you're going to be using alcohol around fireworks, I would certainly recommend using a designated shooter, somebody who hasn't been drinking, to keep track of the fireworks and shoot those for you so you can just sit back and enjoy the show. Let's look here. What else? Always have water nearby. There's a couple of reasons for the water, but one is if something would catch on fire, you have a way to extinguish it. But if you have fireworks that when you're done with them and you're picking up the spent fireworks, it's always good to soak those in water first and you know, not just drop them in a trash can, because it can remain hot for several hours after that. And, you know, never light fireworks indoors. If it rains and you're standing in the garage or standing inside the house, you know, you certainly wouldn't want to be lighting fireworks. Other than that, it's just common sense rules. You know, don't put your head over a firework, wear eye protection, don't point them at other people. And remember that, you know, all fireworks involve sparks and heat, and we certainly don't want to hold them in our hands or put them someplace where somebody could be burned.
Okay, and is there anything else that you would like to add at this time?
Well, something just off the subject of fireworks, but, you know, again, with the 4th of July celebration, a lot of grilling going on. We're going to have charcoal grills and gas grills, and I would certainly caution those that are using grills outdoors to be very careful of children running up around those and touching them, even patrons that are attending your function. And if conditions dry out, and, you know, this year it's been a little wet, but it didn't take long for the grass to dry out, be mindful of with the fireworks and your outdoor fires and your grills that we just don't catch any, you know, brush fire, grass fire type situations.
Okay, anything else?
No, I believe that's pretty much it.